Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2018. Welcome to episode 104 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization as well as in your personal and professional life. Welcome again. Happy New Year. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how to crush your goals in 2018. That's right, we're going to crush them. Got to crush them. Otherwise, why even bother? See, year in and year out, many people start the new year with great intentions. They want to make those resolutions, they want to make them happen. They want to make them come true. You know, they hear that old saying of a new year, new you, new you, new year. So with that, people make resolutions. I've made them, you've made them, your next door neighbor makes them, your boss makes them. The guy down the street makes them. Everybody makes New Year's resolutions. It's just part of the human condition. However, way too many people fail to keep those resolutions for any number of reasons. I mean, it could be illness. It could be lack of funds. It could be anything. However, for most, and for most, and myself included, is, well, you know, lack of focus, lack of dedication, lack of commitment. Those are just three. There's other lack of. We're lacking something. Something we just lack of drive, lack of whatever. We just can't do it. We just fail. There's no follow through. No follow through whatsoever. However, by being proactive and actually doing a couple of things now and throughout the rest of the year, you can. You can definitely. You can do it. You can crush your goals in 2018. Yes, it's that simple. It is. I mean, just by saying it, it's true. It becomes that. It becomes what you say it is. And by the goals that you want to crush, I mean anything you want to accomplish, not just a New Year's resolution, not just to say, oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, not just that, oh, I'm going to get that new job, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to write a book, I'm going to get there. You can do it. It can be done. It really, truly can be done. And you can actually crush your goals in 2018 and just step all over them and move on. Get yourself in a position that's going to make 2019 awesome. And yeah, I'm already talking about 2019 because what I'm doing today is going to affect 2019. What you do right now is going to definitely affect 2019. Just like it's going to affect the second half of the year, the second quarter of the year, whatever. What we do right here, right now, will definitely affect our future. So let's do something about it. Let's make something positive happen. I'm down with that, and I hope you're down with that. So here are some of the steps you can take to crush your goals in 2018. These are the steps I'm taking to crush my goals in 2018. Because again, if it doesn't, why bother? And as I mentioned, that's just who we are. We want to be better people. Sure, some of us don't want to work for it. Some of us just want it handed to us because that's who we are, or we've achieved a place in life where we no longer have to work for those accolades, but yet we demand others, or we expect others to read our mind and just hand it to us. Folks, life is funny that way. It doesn't work like that. People do not read other people's minds. You think we'd be here if other people had read our minds? Do you think that our parents would have gotten together if they had read each other's mind? If they could read other people's minds before our parents actually got together? Think about it. Think about it. So we don't read each other's minds, so we don't understand each other. We have to express ourselves. We have to do something that's tangible to show other people just how we feel. Sure, words will get us there, but it's the commitment behind those words. That's the tangible. And that's what I'm talking about. So here are the steps. Here's how you can crush your goals in 2018. This is how Dave Guerra is going to crush his goals in 2018. Folks, it's simple. It really, truly is. And this is how it's going to happen. The first thing I'm going to do and the first thing you're going to do is you're going to write them down. You're going to write down your goals. You're going to say, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. Well, you know what? That's great. Say it. Congratulations. You said it. It's out there. But is it written down? Is it real? See, because when you write things down, they become tangible. And if you don't know what tangible is something you can hold in your hand. Tangible is something that you can move from point A to point B. It's not a thought, it's not an idea, it's not a concept, it's not something that you've been bouncing around your head. No, it's an actual physical item. And when you put those words on paper, you've made them real. Because now you used ink, you use graphite from the pencil, you use paper. And they're there to stay until you destroy the paper. Until you erase the words. You remove, you rub out the graphite if you used a pencil. So you see, you have to do something real to get rid of them. You just can't forget about them. They're in writing. Now hold on to them. Once you've written them down, you hold on to them. The next thing you do is you prioritize them. And by prioritizing them, I mean you put them in the order that best suits you as to how you will accomplish them. You want $1 million, but you know you have to make $100,000 before you make $1 million. Prioritize it. Put the $1 million last. Put the $100,000 first. You want to write a book? How about writing a chapter? You want to lose 10 pounds? How about losing 5? How about losing 2? How about losing 1? See what I'm talking about? You prioritize what you can accomplish first. You prioritize what can be done today. What's the necessary step you have to do today? And that falls into number 3. Backward planning. Backward planning. You figure out what you need to do now by already starting at the end. You started that $1 million. You want to get the $1 million. You work backwards. Well, I got to get $999,000. I got to get $100,000. I got to get $50,000. I got to get $5. And that's how it works. So you figure out what it's going to take and when you're going to do this. Set a timeline. Set it to be realistic. Now, if you're starting from zero and you're going to earn $1 at a time, it might be a little difficult to get to the $1 million. You'll get there. You will get there if you keep hustling and grinding and keep on task, on focus. But keep moving. Keep moving. So backward plan. You want to lose 10 pounds? I know you lose $10. That's easy. But I'm talking about 10 pounds. You want to lose some weight? Well, say, you know what? In 6 months, 180 days from now, I'm going to be 10 pounds lighter. But first I have to be 9 pounds lighter. Then I have to be 5, then 3, then 1 pound lighter. I have to begin someplace. So folks, that's what backward planning is all about. Set your goals. You've written them down. You put an end date that on this day I want to be 10 pounds lighter, 6 months from now, 180 days. We'll work backwards from that. Prioritize it. You can't lose 10 pounds overnight. Well, if you go get liposuction or something like that, yeah, I understand that. But we're not going to do that because, again, that money for the liposuction is going to cut into your $1 million plan. So make sure that you watch them. Make sure that they don't overlap. And if they do overlap, they overlap for a reason. It's a means to an end, not an end to an end. Got it? Next thing you do is you act on it. You start acting on those goals. You're not going to crush them if you don't act on them. You've written them down. You prioritize them. You did some backward planning. Now you start acting on them. And if that means you only eat one burger a week and all the rest is salad or some light meat or light poultry or fish, that's what it means. But you start acting on it. You start doing what it takes right here, right now. You don't wait for tomorrow because tomorrow might never come. Because today is Friday, tomorrow is Saturday. But when we get to Saturday, today is Saturday. See what I'm talking about? So it's easy to just cast it off, push it aside, and ignore it. You have got to be committed to this. You have got to be dedicated to make this thing happen. Now, you're going to run into some things. You're going to run into stumbling blocks, roadblocks. You're going to start running in circles. And it happens. It's expected. It's understood. That's where I bring in the OODA loop. And I love the OODA loop, O-O-D-A. Observe, orient, decide, and act. It's a loop, and you just a process. You keep going over and over again. Now, what's the OODA loop all about? Well, it's there to help you. It's there to help you refine what you're doing. Make you adjust what's going on. If it's not working, if it turns out that you're going to eat salads, and you're going to only eat Caesar salads, but yet you're allergic to croutons, for whatever reason. Well, guess what? Change the salad. You can't eat this. You can't eat that. It's too hard. You live at the bottom of a hill, and the only way you're going to get out is to go up a hill. And it's too much for you. It's too much of a strain. Things like that, you have to adjust. So understand that instead of walking up the hill, you're going to have to walk around your house until you're ready, strong enough to climb and walk up the hill. Sure, you can drive the hill, but until you physically are strong enough. So what you do is you observe what's going on. You've done your act. You've started your goals. You've started your plan. And now you've figured out, wait, I can't do this because of this. So if this, then that. Now here's where you orient. You figure out, well, I could walk around the house this way. I could walk down the street that way, but I'd still have to climb up, but it's not a big enough hill. And the same thing for the $1 million. Well, yeah, I need $5, but I need to figure out how to get the $1. So you orient yourself. You readjust yourself. You realign your compass. And then you decide, this is the better course of action. I'm just going to walk around the house instead of walking up the hill. I'll be strong enough soon. Then you pick what you're going to do. You decide, and then you act on it. And then again, you repeat the OODA loop as many times as you need to. Repeat it as necessary. You observe what's going on. So sure, you're strong enough. You try to go up. You only go up halfway the hill. You go halfway up the hill. That's fine. Now you spend your time halfway up the hill, coming back down around the house a couple of times. And then, who knows, maybe in a month, you're 3/4 of the way up the hill. And then before you know it, you're at the top of the hill because, again, you've observed what was going on. You knew you needed to adjust. You decided to orient. You picked the best course of action. You decided. And then you acted again. And you repeat as necessary. And folks, it is that simple. That's how you crush your goals. Constantly, constantly checking yourself. Constantly making sure that you're on the right path. Adjusting your course if necessary. And continue to act. Don't stop. Don't get frustrated. You can do it. 10 pounds, you can do it. 20 pounds, you can do it. You know, you might not get to $1 million, but you're going to get close. You're going to get close. If you can get $1 closer than you were last week, you're well on your way to $1 million. You can almost start calling yourself a millionaire. But again, it's about dedicating, committing, focus, staying on track, and adjusting your path as necessary. It does not have to be a straight line. Ships don't sail in a straight line. They have to turn to avoid rough seas. Airplanes do not fly in a straight line. They don't. They really don't. They have to go up, down, avoid air turbulence. They have to go around storms just like ships do on the ocean. But guess what? They made their adjustments and they finally get to their destination. And you can do it too. You can do it. We can crush 2018 like we've never crushed anything else. We can crush our goals in 2018. That'll make us wonder why we didn't do it sooner. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. We can do it. I can do it. We can do it together. Drop me an email, daveatdaveguerra.com, or tweet me at Dave Guerra, all one word. That's my name, Dave Guerra, at Dave Guerra. Tweet at me. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what you think of this episode. Let me know if I missed something. Because I want to hear from you. I know you're out there listening. I know you're paying attention. And I also know that we can crush our goals in 2018 because that's who we are. We're leaders. We are the people that others are going to be looking towards. And if they see us crushing goals, if they see us making stuff happen, if they see us focused, dedicated, committed, guess what? That's our job as leaders, is to make more leaders. And they're going to pick up on that commitment, that dedication, that focus. And when they ask you how you did it, you tell them how you did it. And guess what? They're going to start doing it too. They're going to start emulating that. And that's a good thing. Folks, my name is David Guerra. I'm United States Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And I am your host here on The Walking Leader Podcast, episode 104. I do hope you enjoyed this episode and I hope you got something out of it. Let me know. I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. I appreciate you. I wish you nothing but the best in 2018 because, again, we have to. That's who we are. And before I go, I want to remind you, as always, to go beyond the grind and to go beyond the hustle because that is the only way to be a true walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.